This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some state Democrats are trying again to ban what they're calling assault-style weapons. A similar proposal failed last year, but CPR's Benta Berkland says it might go further this year.
Two of the Democratic no votes on that committee are no longer on the House Judiciary Committee. This is where the bill will get its first public hearing at the Capitol. Also, Democrats in the House have such a wide majority, so if it does get out of committee, and even if every Republican opposes this bill, Democrats can lose 13 votes and still get it out of that chamber.
CPR's Benta Berkland. A new study shows access to opioids and a shrinking economic safety net increase the suicide rate in the U.S. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Boulder researchers found two spikes in suicide rates over the past 25 years. One was in 1997, 1 year after the approval of the opioid OxyContin. Women's suicide rates began ticking up 2% per year through 2017. That's after a 3% annual decline over a decade. The other spike was in 2007 at the onset of the Great Recession. Suicide rates strongly paralleled changes in states' economic conditions. Researchers contend that the federal government's weak regulatory oversight of the pharmaceutical industry and tattered social safety nets have significantly shaped suicide risk. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A 25-year-old man is arrested in connection to the fatal shootings last week in one of the dormitories at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. Authorities say he was a student at the university. This is CPR News.